You're listening to FWAT, episode 14 for August 4th, 2014. FWAT. I'm your host, Rob Steele, and I know you're wondering, what is FWAT? FWAT is a word I made up. It's actually short for f***ing what? It's just a more politically correct way of saying it, and I know you want to say it, especially when you hear news stories like this. John Boehner said that President Obama can solve the border crisis with unilateral action, which apparently is what Boehner wants him to do. Even though it's the same thing he's suing Obama for doing before. Basically, what we get out of this is Obama can solve this with unilateral action. There's a bill to solve it, but it won't be ready for a couple of months. And they can't really agree on what should be in the bill, which is why it won't be ready. So neither Republican nor Democrat really has a plan that anyone likes, but we still expect Obama to solve it, and we'll blame him if he doesn't solve it unilaterally, even though we're still suing Obama for unilateral action on the whole Obamacare thing,
which is really Nixon care.
Meanwhile, Boehner will be in the Bahamas for the next 5 weeks or so, because he's on vacation. Because, you know, God forbid he stay and do his, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, yeah. Job. So, President Obama, you better do it unilaterally so we can sue you again for this later. Right. Bill Clinton is back in the news. Kinda. He said apparently he had a chance to kill Osama bin Laden before 9/11 happened. All he had to do was take out Kandahar and kill several hundred innocent lives at the same time. Of course, if, you know, you want to be picky, Marvin the Martian had a chance to kill Hitler. All he had to do was use his Illudium-Pu-36 explosive space modulator and blow up the Earth. Yeah, I'm not gonna buy any of this whole let's blame Clinton for 9/11 thing either. I mean, you want to be really picky about it. There's a, I believe it was a CIA report that said, hey, Osama bin Laden on 9/11, when the attacks happened, was on an airbase, a U.S. airbase. In custody? No, he wasn't in custody. He was getting a dialysis treatment. We had him. He was right there on one of our bases. Still couldn't catch the son of a bitch. The New York Times reports that Uganda's anti-homosexuality law has finally been overturned. Now, had you been in Uganda and were gay at the same time, you were sentenced to life in prison just for being gay, apparently. Rape, 5 years. Gay, life, because, yeah, that makes sense. But it was overturned, not because it was the right thing to do, but apparently because they ruled that Parliament passed it without a proper quorum. Basically, this means that the law could come back. But for now, if you're gay and in Uganda, honestly, I just get the hell out, because we all know that on this planet, dickishness prevails. Happy Monday, everyone. You remember Joseph Woods, that guy in Arizona a couple weeks ago who was executed for 2 hours? Apparently they injected him 15 times with the "this is gonna kill you" stuff before he died. Which just makes me so glad that the people who said the beheadings were cruel and inhumane, because this is obviously just so much better. An American man with Ebola, previously somehow an African-specific disease, was brought to the Atlanta CDC for a further study and hopeful cure. Because that's obviously just not the way they start every plague disease movie ever filmed. Next on the agenda, let's blame Obama for it, because, you know, Obama and Ebola, they almost rhyme. Okay, you tell me, how are they going to blame Obama for it? You know they're going to come up with something. By the way, Mr. President, happy birthday! Although I would stay away from that box the GOP sent you. It's filled with blame. News from the Gaza Strip. People are killing each other again. Duh. And this isn't really news, which is why I've stayed away from this story. The Gaza Strip. They've been killing each other, what, my whole life? Reporting that as news is kind of like reporting that Brazilians will play soccer, or Japanese man eats sushi, film at 11. Horrible? Absolutely. Does something need to be done? Of course. What? Not a clue. Maybe if we tell the Israelis that the people who lived there first just want some land and to be left alone, it won't work either. For some reason, I'm thinking the quote, "You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become a villain," might actually apply in this case. That line, of course, applied to us by Harvey Dent in The Dark Knight. Sure, why not use a comic book to describe the whole situation? Speaking of comic books, in entertainment news, The Guardians of the Galaxy opened with a massive opening day total of $37.8 million. Although one theater, it didn't get revenue from. A Regal Cinema in New Jersey had an opening night screening for the movie, and then began playing 2012's Rise of the Guardians, which does not star Dave Bautista and Rocket Raccoon. No, it stars Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and Jack Frost. Oops. Apparently moviegoers reported to the staff that, hey, that's the wrong movie, try again. And they tried, and they couldn't, for no reason that they've actually released.
It's the green button marked play.
But it didn't happen. No word yet if there were any casualties, but I'll keep you apprised on this, and my guess is lots of refunds were involved. In news that might be considered entertaining for somebody, apparently Fox News has a problem with Maxim Magazine and Jessica Alba. Now, Jessica Alba has decided to pose for Maxim Magazine wearing a swimsuit. It's a bikini. What? One of the sexiest women in the world has been asked to wear a bikini in a photo shoot? No, can't be. Surely this is news. Apparently the problem that they seem to have with it is that she's soaking wet while wearing the swimsuit, and she's not near any body of water that we can tell. What? No, really. That's the story they're going with. I might even update this if something actually, happens. Don't hold your breath. And in sports, Oakland Raider Ray Guy was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame this past weekend. This will be highly regarded for some time as, one, he's the first punter to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and two, folks, this is going to be the Raiders' season highlight. Come on, it's the Raiders. If you'd like to follow me on Facebook or Twitter or Podomatic or iTunes, check all that stuff out on the website, fwattpodcast.com. And you know what? Go to iTunes and write a review of the show, even if you don't like it. And you know what? Even if you don't like it, tell your friends about the show. Let them make up their own minds about what I do here. You can even use the hashtag, FWAT. Have a good week, everybody. See you on Wednesday, which is hump day. I'll try to find a sex scandal for you.